英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
哎，问候大家周一下午好。嗯，跟着我们的节目一起呢来阅读更多的有益的英语美文，今天带来两个故事。
Yeah, today we're going to read two stories, and they're both aboutTwo different things. They're about job interviews and they are about preparation. How to prepare for things that are difficult to you.
哎，对，今天的故事呢，这两个故事呢都有两个共同点。第一呢，都是在职场上应聘 ,job interview, 跟应聘相关。第二个呢，就是跟你啊是否做好了充分的准备有关。
Yeah. The question is, in both stories,Can you sleep when the wind blows?
好，第一个故事，狂风大作，我仍安睡。哇，一听这个标题就觉得什么情况，什么事情 ？Sleep when the wind blows. 窗外如果是狂风大作的话，怎么能睡得好觉呢？但是有人就可以。
Yeah, this story is about a farmer who is looking for a new helper on his farm. And then when someone applies for that position, the farmer asks the man if he would be a good helper.And then the man says that he can definitely sleep when the wind blows. Well, the farmer is of course very confused by that answer, wouldn't you be? But then later it turns out that the guy was right and that we all actually should be able to sleep when the wind blows.
好，先来看这第一个故事哈。说呢，没有人愿意啊在这个大西洋沿岸的农场工作，因为恶劣的天气呢和可怕的风暴呢经常会摧毁建筑啊和农作物什么的。但是呢，只有一位应聘者愿意来这里接受这份工作。后来事实证明啊，他确实成为了优秀的农场工人。诶，这是怎么回事呢？就是因为 sleep when the wind blows, 狂风大作，我仍能安稳入睡，这就是他的过人之处。这个故事要告诉我们什么呢？为什么雇主会选择你？只有当你做好了充分的准备，你才是无所畏惧的。
Yeah, just as if you are fully prepared,Then you have nothing to fear. That's what this story wants to say.
两个故事都非常的精彩啊，咱们不多耽误了哈、啊，接下来就开始进入到第一个故事。
Sleep when the wind blows. How do you handle adversity? What are you thinking?When the sun goes down on those cold, windy nights, when you're trying to get to sleep, and the wind keeps swirling and howling through your bedroom windows. Years ago, a farmer owned land along the Atlantic seacoast. He constantly advertised for hired hands. Most people were reluctant to work on farms along the Atlantic.They dreaded the awful storms that ragged across the Atlantic, wreaking havoc on the buildings and crops. As the farmer interviewed applicants for the job, he received a steady stream of refusals. Finally, a short, thin man, well past middle-aged, approached the farmer. "Are you a good farmhand?" the farmer asked him.
Well, I can sleep when the wind blows,
answered the little man. Although puzzled by this answer, the farmer, desperate for help, hired him. The little man worked well around the farm, busy from dawn to dusk, and the farmer felt satisfied with the man's work. Then, one night, the wind howled loudly in.From offshore.
好，这是第一段啊。有同学在聊天室当中说，名字还是挺诗意的。这些故事呢，都是由小见大。
How do you handle adversity?
哎呦，你看上来这第一句话就是 How do you handle? How do you handle adversity? 要知道 adversity 这个字的含义呢，就是人生中的逆境。
Yeah, everyone has several adversities in his or her life, right? It's a difficult period in your life in which you have many problems.
嗯，看来这个作者的意图是挺明显的啊，就是想告诉大家呀，怎么样去应对人生当中的逆境呢？哎，逆境都是我们让我们觉得不舒服的
，Yeah，
或者是有些是意想不到的。
Yeah, he asked this question like right to start off with, like making you think about your own life, right? What are you thinking when the sun goes down on those cold, windy nights when you're trying to get to sleep and the wind keeps swirling and howling through your bedroom windows?
给你一个情景，你比如说吧。那你会怎么想呢？当太阳落山了 ，Sun goes down on these cold, windy nights， 在这个寒冷的、狂风大作的夜晚来临的时候，太阳落山了。When you are trying to get to sleep， 你呢正打算入睡 ，The wind keeps swirling， 就这个风啊，打着旋儿的往上吹啊。
Yeah, if wind swirls, then it blows quickly in circles or in like several directions. So to swirl, that means to move very quick in different directions.
大家注意听 ，Judy 老师每一次对于这个单词的英文的讲解啊，非常的重要。还有 howling 就是席卷咆哮。
Yeah, when the wind howls, maybe you've heard that once in a while. I mean, Beijing has a lot of high buildings, right? And if the wind blows very, like, hard, very strong, then you hear the wind howling. It's like a sort of whistling sound that the wind makes when it passes through buildings.
大晚上的狂风在窗外吹呢，这情景还是挺可怕的。啊，那北京要是经历过什么七八级风的人，应该也有这个感受吧。
Yeah, I had it many times and I was like, what's that?Oh, wait, it's the wind.
此段其实想说的就是形容人生中的那种逆境啊，很可怕，让你觉得恐惧，但是呢很不舒服。这个时候 ,what are you thinking? 你还能安心入睡吗？好，故事开始了。
Years ago, a farmer owned land along the Atlantic seacoast.
好，多年前啊，有一个农场主 ,a farmer, 他拥有呢一片土地 ,old land,Along the Atlantic Sea Coast. 在大西洋沿岸拥有一片土地。
Yeah, the Atlantic Sea Coast, that is the east coast of the United States. It's like the coastline, where like the United States meet the North Atlantic Ocean. He constantly advertised for hired hands.
好，他不停地在打广告。Advertise, advertisement.这些都是近义词 ,for hired hands, hired 就是什么招聘的 ,hands, 帮手工人帮工 ,hired hands.
Yeah, a hired hand, that is someone who is hired to work on a farm. So, like this guy, this farmer, he was looking for an assistant, for a helper.
而且他是不停地在找 ,constantly.
Yeah.Constantly.
就没有一个人啊愿意干特别长的时间。
Yeah, because most people were reluctant to work on farms along the Atlantic.
一个有价值的单词叫做 reluctant. Be reluctant to do something. 犹豫啊，做什么事情呢？感觉到犹豫，不想做。
Yeah, if a person is reluctant to do something, then this person is not willing to do something. Then this person is like, nah, not going to do it.
Reluctant, 就这个词。大多数人啊不愿意在这个大西洋沿岸的农场工作。为什么呢？
Well, they dreaded the awful storms that raged across the Atlantic, wreaking havoc on the buildings and crops.
因为他们恐惧 ,dread, 比这个 fear 呢层次更高一些。
Yeah, it's more strong than feared. Like, if you dread something, then you are very afraid of it, and you cannot,like prevent it from happening. You just know it's gonna happen and there's nothing you can do about it. You can only be afraid.
哎，他们特别恐惧，就恐惧这个 awful storms, 可怕的风暴呢 reached across the Atlantic, 是从这个大西洋那边掠过来的啊，疯狂的席卷过来的。
Yeah, if a storm rages across an area, then the storm is very strong and violent and it's like...breaking everything on its way.
同时会 wrecking havoc, 就是什么降临造成破坏。
Yeah, to wreak havoc on something, that means to cause great harm or damage on something.
造成严重的破坏叫做 wreaking havoc on the buildings and the crops.所以说你说住这海岸边上啊、
yeah.
生活就是有风险是不是
Yeah, it's definitely very dangerous to live near the coast, like especially if you are a farmer, then you have to protect your crops, right?
哎，但生命就是这么顽强、啊、
Yeah,
你要大风大浪吹过来也没关系，反正我们还得在这个农场继续工作，你摧毁了我们再是吧，我们再种就是了。
Yeah, so like it's a very risky job and no one really liked doing it.
好，当然大多数人是不愿意，直到有一天啊，as the farmer interviewed applicants for the job. 不断的有人来面试啊，面试啊。
He received a steady stream of refusals.
这个说法还挺新鲜的。他接到的是一个稳定的流 of refusal.
Yeah.
一个被拒绝的稳定的流。
Yeah, just a constant flow of refusals, like a series of refusals. Like he had every week, he had 7 interviews,And every 7, like, he had applicants who refused to take the job. So, like, and that did not change. It was a constant flow every single week.
Constant, no.
Yeah.
Refused, a steady stream of refusals. 哎呀，这个表达太新奇了，可以记一下。最后呢，来了。
Finally, a short, thin man.
嗯，个儿不高的，瘦小的男子。
Well past middle age.
差不多呢，过了年过中年，叫 well past.
Approached the farmer.
来到了农场主的面前。
Are you a good farmhand? The farmer asked him.
农场主问他说 Are you a good farmhand? Farmhand 就是工人和帮手哈。
Yeah, a farmhand is someone whose job is to work on a farm, to help out on a farm.
你会成为一名优秀的农场工人吗
?Well, I can sleep when the wind blows, answered the little man.
这人的回答就跟一般人的回答是不一样的。
Yeah, this is such a weird answer. Like, imagine that someone answers that to you. Like, hey, are you a good colleague? Well, I can sleep when the wind blows. What is the wind gonna do with anything?
你知道的，很多奇怪的回答后面是一种强大的自信。这个工人就是这样的，他只回答了一句话，他说 I can sleep when the wind blows. 当狂风呼啸的时候，我仍能够安稳入睡，他是这么回答的。
Although puzzled by this answer, the farmer, desperate for help, hired him.
嗯，虽然呢 puzzled by the answer, 啊，农场主是对这个回答也是搞不太明白。
Yeah, if you are puzzled by something, then you are made confused by something. You're like, what? Wait, huh? What's going on?
Don't get it.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
I'm puzzled, you can say that.
但是因为他太 desperate for help. Desperate, 绝望的，急需的，急需帮手啊，于是赶紧就把他给雇用了， hired him.
The little man worked well around the farm.Busy from dawn to dusk, and the farmer felt satisfied with the man's work.
Okay, 看看工作做得怎么样啊。啊
yeah.
这个个头不高的人呢 ,worked well. 诶工作得挺好的 around
yeah,
the farm.
He did a great job, even though he was maybe like little and thin and a bit old, like he could still work really well.
认真负责不偷懒啊，你看 ,busy from dawn to dusk, from dawn to dusk.从早到晚啊，从黎明到黄昏啊。
Yeah, dawn is the moment when the sun rises, when the sun comes up on the sky. And dusk is exactly the opposite. It's the moment when the sun sets.
所以从白天到晚上，我们又学到了新词汇，叫 from dawn to dusk.
Yeah, from the early morning until the night.
嗯，这下老板太满意了啊。The farmer felt satisfied with the man's work. 不错啊，真能干。
Yeah. Then, one night, the wind howled loudly in from offshore.
直到有一天，这考验来了。有一天晚上啊 ,wind howled. 刚才说了这个咆哮这个单词 ,howled loudly. 这个从哪儿来呢 ?from offshore. 从海岸上啊，从海上是咆哮而来。
Yeah, offshore is like in the sea, but near the coast. So it's like...far away in the sea, like some wind like appears and then comes to the coast that is offshore.
这经历过海啸啊，或者是说台风啊，
yeah,
那些
could be typhoon
地方的这个同学都应该知道，这海上来的这种风暴是非常猛烈的，
yeah.
是不是？好，那农夫会如何应对呢？
Jumping out of bed, the farmer grabbed a lantern and rushed next door to the hired hand's sleeping quarters. He shook the little man and yelled, "Get up! A storm is coming! Tie things down before they blow away!" The little man rolled over in the bed, said firmly,"No, sir. I told you. I can sleep when the wind blows." Enraged by the response, the farmer was tempted to fire him on the spot. Instead, he hurried outside to prepare for the storm. To his amazement, he discovered that all of the haystacks had been covered with tarpaulins. The cows were in the barn, the chickens were in the coops, and the doors were barred.The shutters were tightly secured. Everything was tied down. Nothing could blow away. The farmer then understood what his hired hand meant, so he returned to his bed to also sleep while the wind blew. Can you sleep when the wind blows? When you're prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically, you have nothing to fear.
Jumping out of bed.啊，从这个床上呢，突然间就跳起来。
The farmer grabbed a lantern and rushed next door to the hired hand's sleeping quarters.
农场主啊，赶紧就顺手就抓起了一盏台灯啊 ，grabbed a lantern.
Yeah, it was like, oh no, the wind is howling and there's a storm coming. I have to do something. So he jumped out of bed.
风暴再来的时候，你还来得及吗？
Yeah.
来不及了吧。
Probably not. You probably don't make it in time if the wind is already coming.
所以这中国人为什么说呀，要未雨绸缪。没下雨之前就得把这雨天的事儿就得安排好了。啊、Farmer grabbed the lantern, 赶紧抓起一盏灯笼、啊、其实是一种提灯吧。我们的这个 lantern festival, 就是这个 lantern。
Yeah.A lantern is something you can use to kind of make light somewhere. Like it's a little closet with like a lamp in it. So like you can say that's、
哎、
a lantern.
这可能以前那种油灯啊提灯什么的。
Yeah, it's a bit of an old-fashioned way to light things.
Rush next door to the hired hand's sleeping quarters. 赶紧一个箭步、啊、就冲到这个 hired hand, 就是这个帮手啊。他的那个 sleeping quarter, 这 quarter 呢是什么？就是他的那个睡房，他的那个房间。
Yeah, sleeping quarters that are the rooms where people sleep in. So like they, especially when they work somewhere, so on a farm or on a ship, then every staff member has a sleeping quarter.
所以说你说他去他屋里干什么呀？肯定是让他起来赶紧的干活。
Yeah, he shook the little man and yelled, "Get up! A storm is coming!" Tie things down before they blow away.
非常的着急，非常的紧张啊，使劲的去摇他那个睡着的身体啊，然后大喊着说 ,get up, 赶紧起来，快起来，快起来。A storm is coming, 风暴呢就要来了。Tie things down, tie, 拴住捆绑，赶紧把这个农场里的东西呢用绳子 tie down, 捆起来 ,before they blow away, 不然呢他们就会被吹跑的。
The little man rolled over in bed.And said firmly, "No, sir, I told you, I can sleep when the wind blows."
你看，和这老板的惊慌失措相比呢，这个农工啊，就非常的淡定。他只是 rolled over in bed, 在床上呢，啊，慢慢的就翻过身来。
Yeah, it was like, nah, leave me alone. I want to sleep more. Like, imagine how you would feel if someone shakes you up in the middle of the night. Same, right? Like, you want to roll over in bed.
然后看这个词 said firmly. Firmly 是很坚定的、
yeah.
很稳定的说。
He said very, very determined and very, like, confident.
No, sir. I told you.
I can sleep when the wind blows.
不用的先生。我告诉过您当窗外狂风呼啸时，我仍能够睡得安稳。你看这句话就非常淡定。
Yeah, definitely. It's very, very decisive and very like calm and composed.
但是农场主却不知道、啊、他被这句话呢激怒了。
Enraged by the response, the farmer was tempted to fire him on the spot.
Enraged,
Well, if someone is enraged, he or she is made extremely angry, like even furious because like someone has done something or said something. So then you are enraged. It's like more than angry. It's more like it's worse than angry.
记住这种程度很强的词语，勃然大怒。
Yeah.
Enraged by response. 啊，窗外你看都这么火烧眉毛了，这屋里这人还这么不负责任。
Yeah,
勃然大怒。
The farmer thought, like, yeah, this is a lazy person. What good use is he? Like, he is not helping me out in the moment I need him.
关键的时候就要让你出手帮忙了，是不是？
Yeah. So the farmer, he was tempted to fire him on the spot.
马上就要现场解雇他了。On the spot, 现场，当即，马上，
此刻。Yeah, like right away, on the spot, when something takes place on the spot, it happens to you in the exact place you are on that same moment.
说这个人呢肯定是指望不上了，他就赶紧出去自己啊争取能把这损失降到最低。Instead, he hurried outside to prepare for the storm. 赶紧跑到外面去啊，准备要迎接风暴的到来。
But to his amazement, he discovered that all of the haystacks had been covered with tarpaulins.
我们来看看到外面以后一看傻眼了啊，这几个墙排比句，看看这个工作做得有多么的细致到位。首先 he discovered all the haystacks, 干草堆都已经 had been covered, 被盖好了，用
tarpaulins,
柏油的那种防水布全部盖好了。
Yeah, tarpaulin is like a large piece of thick plastic usually that like you can put over something to protect it from rain. Maybe you've seen it sometimes if you go outside the city that you see like fields with big tarpaulins that is like to protect the hay on the field.
同时呢
the cows were in the barn.
牛群们啊都已经在这个畜棚里了啊 barn.
The chickens were in the coops.
鸡呢都已经全部关在了鸡笼里了、啊、coops 是鸡的鸡笼，你看牛群的牛棚叫 barn， 鸡笼叫 coops。
And the doors were barred，
所有的门呢都已经被 barred， 已经钉好了木条了。
The shutters were tightly secured，
The shutters 百叶窗呢已经非常牢牢地被固定住了， tightly secured。
Everything was tied down.
所有的东西能绑住的该捆绑好的东西全都已经绑好了。
Yeah, nothing could blow away.
什么东西啊，连根毛都不会被风吹跑。所以你看他的这个准备工作是不是非常的细致到位了？
Yeah, the helping hand, he already like took a lot of measurements to like secure everything to make sure that when a storm would comeNothing would be broken. So maybe now you know what it means.
所以大家看一下啊，在这个职场当中啊，啊，
yeah.
一个人会不会做工作，你看，能不能完成好老板交给你的任务，完全在于你有没有提前做到更多。
Yeah.
提前想到更多，你做工作细不细致，认不认真，就在这些地方体验出来了。
Yeah. The farmer then understood what his hired hand meant.So he returned to his bed to also sleep while the wind blew.
哎呀，这此时此刻，这农场主那一颗悬着的心呢、啊，就放下来了，
yeah,
是吧
？He could like finally relax. He was like, "Oh, my helper, after all, is a good worker. He's actually quite better than I thought he would be."
是啊，什么是帮手？帮手就是他能够帮着你做你做不了的事情。
Exactly, exactly. That's what a helping hand should be.And this helping hand was actually exactly like that, only he did not expect him to be that good, probably.
完全超出你的预期嘛。The farmer then understood, 啊，农场主这个时候就明白了，啊，what his hired hand meant. 他的这位这个帮手啊，hired hand, 当时那句话是个什么意思了。所以他也就回到了自己的床上。Sleep while the wind blew, 也像他一样啊，安稳的就入睡了。
Can you sleep well when the wind blows? When you're prepared, spiritually, mentally, and physically, you have nothing to fear.
好，故事听到这儿呢，画风就一转了。问我们自己一个问题。Can you sleep with the wind blows?
Yeah, like, it's difficult to answer that question, right? Like, for me it is. Like, I think for many people it depends on the situation. Like, for example, in your job or in, like, some studies you're doing, you're probably doing that for a long time already, yeah? So you're, like, prepared. If something, like, unexpected happens, you know what to do. But if you take up a new thing or do something new, then it takes a while before you become fully prepared, right? It's good to remember that you should, like, if you try out something new, so if you do something for a short while, that you already, while doing it, while learning new things, you already, like, think about, okay, how can I prepare well for the moment that things don't go as is planned for for unexpected situations, because those are situations you can prove yourself and you can show to yourself and others that you are a good person for this position.
哇，朱莉老师这段简直说的太好了。他的这个故事有很深刻的理解，是不是？
I mean, I learn a lot from these stories always, so.
对，我们虽然说选择故事，其实我们本身对从这些故事当中也能吸取到很多。你看，这说明什么呀？人生当中的准备工作是非常重要的。
Yeah, but it's not only with work, it can also be with other things, like if you prepare like something fun, like a birthday or something, a birthday party.Well, you cannot wait until like the last day to start preparing, right? You have to like think about in advance, what do you need, make a list, check if everything is like available on that date, like a space, like a cake, etc. You have to make preparations.
哎，生活当中是一个决定接着一个决定啊，人生中有很多的决定呢，都是重大的决定。不管说这篇文章虽然说是我们在面对逆境的时候要准备好，实际上的意思就是说，生活中的任何情况下，你都要有意识的去准备好。你比如说，明儿个要去春游了。是吧？
Yeah.
要去春游之前有活动之前，你是不是得先准备好啊？明儿吃什么喝什么的，
exactly,
是吧？
How many people come?
对，多少个人为多少人准备东西，然后坐什么交通工具去，等等，这些都要准备好，是吧？
Yeah.
你不能说，哎，无所谓吧，反正到时候抄着手就去了。这不行，是不是？
Yeah.
你看工作的时候明天要面试了，今儿怎么得想想啊，有哪些问题啊，别人可能会问啊。
Exactly, like,
做好充分的准备。
Especially like with stuff like job interviews, you better be prepared. Like,
对吧？你说你上大学填个志愿，要选什么专业？
Yeah.
你也得想好啊。
You should never show up at a job interview and then they ask you a question like, so why do you want to work in this company? And then you answer like, Yeah, I'm not sure really. That's the worst answer you can give someone.
对呀，你看你要上大学选个专业，哎呦，你说我是选这个专业好还是选那个专业好呢？但你就要很长时间，你要想很长时间啊，你提前就得知道你的兴趣在什么方面啊。
Exactly.
你以后想成为什么样的人，哪方面的知识对你来讲你觉得是最重要的。
Yeah.
你就得先提前考虑。
Definitely.
生活中有很多事情方方面面都要什么提前做好准备。文章中说呀， When you are prepared spiritually, 精神上准备好了，身心上准备好了， mentally and physically, you have nothing to fear. 这个时候你才是游刃有余的，你才是无所畏惧的。
Exactly.
否则一个什么小小的变动就会让你惊慌失措，慌得不行啊，是这个叫方寸大乱。你看这种人就做不了什么事儿。
Actually, in Dutch, we have a saying, you know, about like this. A good preparation is half the work. That's what we always say.
A good preparation is half to work.
Is half the work.
Is so, half the work.
Yeah, so if you already prepared well, then you did your job already halfway. You only have to do another half.
好的准备就是就成功了一半了。
Exactly,
一定要准备好，对吧？你看我们每天的这个工作，也不能说啊，我上来就说，那不行，是不是？任何的工作都是这样，你得提前做准备。
Exactly.
你看我们一个小时节目，很可能下来要准备七八个小时。
Yeah.
对吧？这所有的生活呀，工作都是这样。通过这个故事呢，就给了我们一个提醒，一个方向，就说凡事要充分的准备，准备的越好，事情可能进行的就越顺利。
Yeah, and don't look at it as like, ah, man, I have to do a lot of mafan to be like successful. No, of course not. You save yourself a lot of work if you prepare things well.
对，然后包括像生活当中呢，还比较多的逆境，是吧？那你说这个事情我怎么准备呢？准备什么呀？ 准备你的心态啊。
Exactly, prepare your attitude.
心态怎么去面对这个逆境啊？你看我们的美文故事这么多期了，很多都是讲关于如何去准备好的心态啊，对待这个事情啊，对待那个事情啊，这也是你的一种准备啊，这也是准备。好，我们来看第二个故事 Father's Words。 这个故事讲是什么呢？也是一个年轻人、啊、
Yeah, it's also like about a young person. And well, this person, like maybe you will recognize yourself a little bit in him. Like, I mean, how many times did your parents tell you like what you should do and what you should not do? Like for example, take your jacket, it will rain. Turn off the light, like the light is burning in your room. Why is it? Are you sure you want to watch TV till so late in the evening? I mean, all kinds of things your parents tell you. And how many times do you actually think that is useful information? You don't really think that, right? Secretly.
这第二个故事跟我们的日常生活还很有关联哈。多少人觉得自己爸妈每天念叨自己很烦，是不是？
Yeah, it's like... Very, like, you can become really annoyed by it sometimes. I was, I know.
哎，最基础的就是那些，哎，关水，关电。
Exactly, like, turn things off, switch it off, like, switch off the light, turn off the television, like, stop watching and playing video games.
对，你嫌他烦吧？哎，这个故事就告诉你，这父母的这些日常唠叨啊，还真能管上点用。好，
yeah.
我们一起来听听这第二个故事 ,Father's Words, 听爸爸的话。
Father's words. His father's constant nagging was annoying him to his wit's end every single day. You are leaving the room without switching the light off? The TV is on in the room where there is no one? Switch it off! Etc., etc. Today he had a job interview. As soon as I'm getting the job, I'll leave this town and become free from the nagging of my father, he thought. On both sides of the lane to the interview office, he could see beautiful flowers. The gardener, however, had kept the water running in the hose pipe and was not to be seen anywhere. The water was overflowing on the lane. He lifted the hose pipe and placed it near one of the plants and went further. When he arrived at the office where the interview would be held, he noticed that the door was open and that the latch was protruding out, probably hitting people when they were entering. He put the latch back properly, closed the door, and entered the office.
我们的 Nick 老师也是非常入戏啊，嗓子都喊破了。
I think Nick was also pretty used to his dad saying all this.
其实 Nick 老师是个很温柔的人，他平时不这么大喊大叫的，为了这个也是豁出去了。同学们说啊，我爸就是天天管我，吼我哈、啊、什么的，穿秋裤、啊、不要露脚踝什么之类的，这个家长的唠叨。好吧，他的爸爸。
His father's constant nagging.Was annoying him to his wit's end every single day.、
啊、第一个句子非常漂亮 ,nagging, 唠叨。
Yeah.
Annoying to him to his wit's end. To one's wit's end, 就是什么
But if someone annoys you to your wit's end, it makes you feel so annoyed that you don't know what to do about it and you're like...about to explode of anger.
对 ,to one's wit's end 的意思呢就是江郎才尽了，就你完全无计可施了，就是他唠叨到你已经觉得你要原地爆炸了，就没有别的事情可以做了。
You are leaving the room without switching off the light.
诶，你离开房间的时候怎么不关灯啊？
The TV is on in the room where there is no one. Switch it off.
诶，电视机怎么还开着呀？屋里也没人，赶紧关掉。Switch it off, 关电视，注意这个说法 ,switch it off, etc, etc.
Today, he had a job interview.
今天他要去参加一个求职面试了。
As soon as I get the job, I'll leave this town and become free from the nagging from my father,、
啊、
he thought.
多少不堪管教的年轻人，这是你们的内心话吗？一旦我拿到这份工作 ,as soon as I get the job,I'll leave the town. 我远远地离开这个家 and become free from the nagging from my father. 赶紧摆脱我父亲的那些唠叨 free from something.
Yeah, he will free himself from the nagging, so he will never have to deal with his father's nagging anymore.
就想赶紧离家啊，别听着这些每天的唠唠叨叨的。
On both sides of the lane to the interview office, he could see beautiful flowers.
好了，开始了啊！在去工作面试的路上呢，我们看到了什么景象 ？On both sides of the lane， 小路的两侧 ，he could see beautiful flowers。哎，有许多美丽的花朵。
The gardener, however, had kept the water running in the hose pipe and was not to be seen anywhere.
这浇花的这个 gardener 哈、啊，员工呢，园艺工人呢，却把这个 water， 却让这个 water 呢，不停的在那儿流着 ，running in the
hose pipe. Well, I know you already studied hose several times, right? Do you remember what it is?
大家都记得吧？我们这美文里出现过好多次水管的这个单词了。
Yeah, well, a hose pipe is actually the same as a hose. It's like a long rubber tube through which water can flow that you can use to water your garden.
哎，好。哎呦，说这个水管啊，就这么随意的就这么置放着，水呢是不停的从水管当中流出来，没人管。
Yeah, the gardener was not to be seen anywhere. The water was overflowing on the lane.
啊，水都漫上了小路了 ，overflowing on the lane. 它都漫到路边了。
Yeah, the lane become all like drained with water. He lifted the hose pipe and placed it near one of the plants.And went further.
他赶紧就把这个 hose pipe 就捡起来了、啊、And placed it near. 把它放在呢其中的 one of the plants. And went further. 放在其中的一株花卉的旁边，然后就继续朝面试室走去了。就说把这个水呢放在有花草的地方。
Yeah. So the water would be like flowing in the ground of the, where the plants were standing、哎、and not on the lane anymore.
对，就让他们接受灌溉，不要让这水呢白白的就流走了。
Exactly.When he arrived at the office where the interview would be held, he noticed that the door was open and that the latch was protruding out, probably hitting people when they were entering.
好，当他到达了这个 office building, 他到达这个面试大楼的时候呢 ,where the interview would be held, 就在要面试的这个大楼门口的时候，他又注意到了，诶，这个门呢，怎么是打开的呢？同时有一个 latch, L-A-T-C-H, 就是一个门栓吧。
Yeah, a latch, that is an object for keeping the door or gate shut. Like it is a metal bar that is like pushed in front of a door or a gate.
这门栓怎么是 protruding out, 是向外伸出的呢？
Yeah, it was sticking out. It was sticking out much further than it should be.Protruding out.
Protrude, 就是向外伸出的那个动作啊。这就挺奇怪了，因为这很危险，知道吧？
Yeah.
很危险。
Probably hitting people when they were entering.
对啊，有人进入的时候，万一不小心碰到了，扎到了，就很危险啊。
He put the latch back properly, closed the door, and entered the office.
然后呢，这小伙呢就把这个门栓呢就放回到正确的位置上了，再把门关上了，然后呢就继续呢走进了面试室的大楼啊。诶，你说这个面试的路上怎么这么多？
Yeah, like, he did go a long way. Maybe it was like an interview in an embassy or something where they have like a long lane.
怎么这么多奇奇怪怪的事情呢？
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
这个一般的面试真有点不同。
On his way upstairs to the room where the interview would be held,He noticed that the lights on the stairway were burning, even though there was plenty of daylight. He remembered his father's admonition. Switch it off! Automatically, he switched off the lights. He entered the hall with some trepidation and stepped on the welcome mat placed near the door. He noticed that the mat was upside down. Irritated and remembering his dad's voice again,He straightened out the mat. When it was his turn to be interviewed, he nervously stood before the interviewer. The officer took the certificates from him and without looking at them asked, When can you start to work? He thought, is this a trick question? Or is this a signal that I have been offered the job? He was confused. The boss explained, We didn't ask anyone any questions here.By asking a few questions, we won't be able to assess the attitude of each applicant anyway. So we observed everyone through cameras in the building. No one who came today did anything to set right the latch of the door, the hose pipe, the welcome mat, or switched off the lights. You were the only one who did that. That's why we have decided to select you for the job.
同学们倒是挺聪明的，哈哈，都说什么呢？都是套路，哈哈，说
你、yeah.
说都啊，是你们聪明，都让你们看出来了啊。去过大公司没有啊？大公司都是不走寻常路的，同学们，人生处处是考验。像这些什么水管啊、门啊，这些当然都是考验了。谁让你不注意呢
？On his way upstairs to the room where the interview would be held，
开始了，开始上楼梯了啊。On his way upstairs， 上楼梯啊，在通往面试室的楼梯的走廊上，又来了情况。
He noticed that the lights on the stairway were burning, even though there was plenty of daylight.
好，这是个什么情况？诶，这个 lights on the stairway， 在这个走廊上呢的这个灯怎么是开着呢？是 burning 的状态。
Yeah, all the lights were burning, even though there was plenty of daylight.
大白天的怎么灯都亮着呢哈，地有炸。
Yeah, super weird. He remembered his father's admonition. Switch it off. Automatically, he switched off the light.
嗯，这个场景挺有戏剧性的。
Yeah.
看到这些情景的时候，马上在脑海里就是父亲当时那个严厉的责备。
I mean, you have that too probably. If you see something that then like you can be reminded about what your mom or dad once said to you, right?
对。
So he saw the lights burning and then he thought, switch it off. Like he thought about what his dad say.
诶，你看这个人生中就有很多的情景啊，当你不知道如何是好的时候，要做出一些这个正误的判断的时候，脑子里通常出现的是父母教导你的那个正确的做法。
Yeah, exactly. Like where you pay attention to, that is usually like a result of what your parents told you.
对啊，你看你在路上捡那个钱包，对吧
？Yeah.
要不要交给别人，还是自己留下呀？就是脑海里就有父母以前跟你说过的关于拾金不昧的话语。
Exactly.
是不是
？You would always think about what your mom and dad told you.
所以教育是不是很重要啊？然后这些东西它都沉淀在你的潜意识里，平时听着很烦，关键时候全出来上场帮忙了。
Yeah, although it's annoying to hear, it is like useful.
它就是要不停的 repeating, 重复重复再重复，你才能够记得住吧。然后他就听到了，想到了爸爸的那句严厉的教导，说关灯。
Yeah.
然后自然的他赶紧就把这些灯都关上了，不由自主的。
He entered the hall with some trepidation.And stepped on the welcome mat placed near the door.
He entered the hall. 啊，进入了面试大厅，是带着什么呢？诚惶诚恐，一种 trepidation.
Yeah, trepidation is fear or nervousness. So if someone is doing something with trepidation, someone is doing something while being nervous and afraid.
然后就踩在了那个 welcome mat.门这个门垫上哈
，Yeah, it's like a mat with the word welcome on it written on it, and many doors they have such a mat in front of the door with welcome on it.
刚踩在这个门垫上的时候呢，他又注意到了，哎，这门垫呢怎么放倒了呢 ？Upside down.
Yeah, it was like upside down. It was not put there in the right way.
好，哎呀，这个时候不得了，有点不舒服了 ，irritated.
Yeah, like he's very annoyed, like he was like, oh, really now? You cannot put this mat right? Remembering his dad voice again.
对，就这种状况有点刺激到他的神经了哈，有点觉得不舒服，怎么能够倒着放呢？
He straightened out the mat.
耳中又响起了爸爸的话啊 ,dad's voice. Remembering his dad's voice again. He straightened out, 把什么东西伸直摆正。
Yeah, he put the mat right as it should be, straightened it out. Like he made something, he changed something into the way it should be to straighten out something.
俯下身去呢，就把这个门垫呢给他摆正了。都不错，这些行为，说实话。
Yeah, definitely. He's like doing all these things on his way to the interview. So and all these things show that he's very his eye for detail and he knows how things should be and he's not scared of working a little extra, right? No one asks him to do this.
一看这家爸爸就有点强迫症，这家爸爸就是 又节约又会过日子的人。
When it was his turn to be interviewed,He nervously stood before the interviewer.
好了，该接受面试了哈。When it was his turn to be interviewed, he nervously stood before the interviewer. 非常紧张地站在面试官面前。
The officer took the certificates from him and without looking at them asked, When can you start to work?
戏剧性的时刻来了。面试官接过了他的各种 certificates。
Yeah, like usually when you have a job interview, you have to take your resume and your diploma sometimes to show, to prove that you are who you are and like that you had certain education, certificates.
各种各样的证书啊，这是大学四六级呀。
Yeah, but the officer actually did not even look at them.
看都没看一眼就直接说 ,When can you start to work? 什么时候能来上班呢?
He thought,Is this a trick question? Or is this a signal that I've been offered the job?
Trick question 的意思就是说
Well, a trick question is a question that is asked to you and it seems very, very easy to answer that question, but it cannot be so easy. It's a question that is meant to fool you, to trick you into saying something wrong.
是不是个套路的问题哦?
Yeah, it's
怎么可能这么简单呢?
Trick questions are very, very mean because they're made to make you answer like the wrong thing.
是不是个套路的问题啊?还是一个信号呢? That I have been offered the job. 还是意味着我已经得到了这份工作呢? He was confused. 他搞糊涂了。
Yeah, I was like, huh, wait, but if I answer this question, like, is it a real answer to this question? Or like, what do I say? What do I have to do? Well, the boss explained, we didn't ask anyone any question here.
老板说了，我们的面试不问这个应聘者任何问题的。
By asking a few questions, we won't be able to assess the attitude of each applicant anyway.
就通过问几个问题，我们也不能够 assess 评估评价 the attitude of each applicant anyway. 对每一个应聘者的工作态度和做事态度呢，我们也不能通过几个问题就给他评价好了。
So we observed everyone through cameras in the building.
所以啊，我们观察这些人。通过呢我们这个大楼里的摄像头暗中观察。
Yeah, so it was actually a test. Like they put cameras everywhere to see every applicant coming and like to check their behavior.
你知道吗没有人看着你的时候你做的事情才是真实的你自己。
Yeah, I mean if no one's watching, then you kind of reveal like who you are, right?
对 like, 你看我们 po 在社交媒体上的东西假的太多了。
Yeah.
假的很多。但是只有你自己在没有人看见你的时候你做出的行为才是你真正的你。
Yeah, exactly.
所以
No one who came today did anything to set right the latch at the door, the hose pipe,The welcome mat, or switched off the lights.
今天来应聘的人除了你之外没有一个没有一个人 set right the latch at the door. 把门栓啊 the hose pipe, 水管啊 the welcome mat, 这个门垫啊 or switch off the lights, 或者是把灯啊都关掉没有一个人管。
Nobody. You were the only one who did that.
而你是唯一的一个做到的。
That's why we have decided...To select you for the job.
啊，这就是我们呢决定要录用你的原因。
Yeah.
嗯。
That's why you are the one we choosing, not someone else.
嗯，这可能是个真实的故事。
Yeah.
可能是。
It could definitely be true. Like, there are many companies nowadays who have very creative ways of recruiting people that I can tell you. Like, they can give you riddles to solve or like they can like give you strange assignments you have to do. Like, they can put you like in a room with like four different people and then you have to like figure out who the boss is actually.
Mm.
You hear those things.
越是一些有创意的公司呢他们的这个雇佣人的方式啊越是不走寻常路的。
Yeah, because they want to, more and more people realize that being good on paper is not the same as having a good attitude. I mean, a book will never assess your attitude, right? Like, or a professor, the professor checks your exam and like sees your results. but it doesn't say anything about your personality, and like the person, like your professor cannot assess your attitude.
带着证书去求职的时代呢，慢慢的就离我们远去了。现在的很多的这个雇主，他考察员工的时候，因为你专业知识你再好，你最后进入公司你还得重新学习一套新的技能，是吧？
Yeah.
他考察你的学习能力。
Exactly. I mean,
你的那个人际合作能力、团队能力。
I mean,
你会不会做人处事的能力？
If you're hired somewhere for a job, you're not hired for like a month, right? Like usually you're hired and like for a position you can do for 2 or 3 years, like at least, and hopefully longer, of course, because you like it. But like those people, they would have to work with you for like at least 3 or 2 years.And they would want to know what kind of person they're dealing with, what kind of person they have to work together with. And it's okay if you lack certain, like, qualities, certain qualifications, you can always learn. But what matters is your attitude.
Attitude, 工作的态度。你看 ,Bonnie 就说了，不属于自己的工作都当成自己的事，这说明人是有责任心的。
Yeah.Exactly. So you have to have a certain feeling of responsibility.
这个做过事的人啊，就知道什么样的人适合做事。
Yeah, the writer actually said something beautiful about this story. He said, they say a rock doesn't become a beautiful sculpture if it resists the pain of the chisel chipping it away.
这句话说得很好，就是说，如果你想啊，A rock doesn't become a beautiful sculpture. 一块石头呢，不可能成为一个完美的雕塑，如果它拒绝了雕琢它的这个痛苦。
Yeah, like that means to become successful, to become like a beautiful sculpture, certain rules and discipline help you to become the best version of yourself.
就唠叨这件事情来说的话，这个父母对你的管束也好，唠叨也罢。
Yeah,
其实是有它的好处的，不能一味的拒绝。
Yeah, so like also this story tells you that whatever your parents or your professors or like someone like who is teaching you think tells you, it is most likely intended to be for your own good and it's aimed at giving you a bright future, even though it can be super annoying that you hear all the time that you have to turn off the light.
所以说这个故事说明了什么呀？是父亲的那些日常的耳语帮助这个小伙呢通过了这次重要的考试，是父母给他的这个好的家庭的教育成为了他在这个社会上立足的一个根本。很多时候呢，关键的时候就是那些沉淀在我们潜意识当中的教育，那些你的爸爸妈妈小的时候教导你的那些东西，在某个关键的时候它帮助你迎接人生的各种考验。
Yeah, this is like about how parents help you prepare, help you like to become ready to have responsibility, to be like a good, like successful person in your job.
啊，所以回到职场上，为什么雇主会选择你？因为你准备好了。
Exactly. Again, well preparation.
为什么一件事情能做成？是因为你准备好了。
Yeah, maybe the farm helper, in the first story, his parents might have also like taught him a lot of things that he should like turn off the light and like should be responsible, take responsibility for like the things he does and wants to do and like also be confident and conscious about what he's doing.
When you are prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically, you have nothing to fear.
Yeah, exactly. And now the second story that was a little bit like more focused on the physically preparation, right? Physical preparation. So like they just taught him like very practical things, like switching off the light or turning off the television, or very practical things. But...Studying how to become well prepared in practice reflects on your mentality that kind of changes your attitude so that prepares you mentally as well.
每一篇美文呢都带给了我们一些不同的感受啊，一些吸取啊，和一些宝贵的经验啊，教训啊等等啊，文章是非常不错的。大家要是有什么感想想法马上要说的课下以后呢直接发到微信上，我们可以选登一些呢看在PO 在今天的微信公众号上，大家继续互相学习探讨。好
，We are always curious, so like feel free to send us what you think.
今天的美文阅读就到这里，谢谢朱莉老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见
，See you.